You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, citizens, to this day in history with Benjamin J. Goldson.
Yes, this day in history, going back to 1973 for the start of the government's Watergate hearings. These were a series of sort of interviews with members, mostly of the presidential administration, that took place amidst the Watergate scandal, which was a bunch of people who worked for President Nixon got caught breaking into Democratic Party offices to spy on them, right before the 1972 election. And that was a rather upbeat ad for presidential incumbent candidate Richard Nixon for the 1972 election, which he won. Although, of course, behind all the sort of fancy ads they did, there was also this very sort of sophisticated campaign of sort of subterfuge and espionage, mostly against Nixon's Democratic rival George McGovern, very sort of anti-war candidate. Most famously, this, of course, included a break-in at the Democratic Party headquarters.
Good evening. We have a mystery story out of Washington. Five people have been arrested and charged with breaking into the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee in the middle of the night.
The Democratic National Committee is located in the Watergate office building. The burglars forced a stairwell door, then taped its latch open. The door, now part of police evidence, was noticed by one of the guards employed by the Watergate complex. At first, the police found nothing. Then they spied five men crouching behind some desks.
And initially, Nixon denied that this had anything to do with him, but the investigation continued, and a lot of it was leaked to the media, famously Woodward and Bernstein, the sort of journalistic heroes of Watergate. There are other people, of course, who've just been forgotten. But eventually, this culminated in a series of hearings, which began on this day in history, 1973.
Yes, let me just say that as I said in my letter to the president yesterday, that I am convinced that when the truth is known on all of this, I will be seen as totally clear of any of the implications or allegations that have been made regarding any wrongdoing or any failure to meet the extremely high standard of conduct and integrity that I've always set for myself and that the president has very rightly set for all of us in the White House. Beyond that, I intend to cooperate, as I said, fully with all of the appropriate authorities and in the proper forum, and to do so voluntarily, as I've always intended to do. And I believe that nothing really is served by any public comment or adding to the public discourse on all of this, and I don't intend to
add anything further to that.
And I thank you very much for listening.
Well, the substance of the instruction was that file, which I had for some reason called a strategy file.
That file, which you called a strategy...
Which I later referred to, I guess, possibly as a strategy file,
right.
And the advertising files.
Now, wait a minute. Did Magruder or Reisner mention a file by name, by category, or classification, a strategy file or any other file?
I thought that the word strategy was used, yes.
Did anybody mention to you the word gemstone?
No, sir.
Do you know what gemstone means?
I don't know what it means. I've seen the word in the newspapers lately.
Well, do you know now what was in it?
Well, I can speculate what was in it.
You suspected the gemstone material was in it?
I suspect that things which have no place in a political campaign were in it. Yes, sir.
That record, Mr. Chairman, to the best of my recollection, I destroyed.
It is destroyed?
Yes.
And you swear, you stating upon your oath, that there's no connection between the destruction of these records and the break-in of the Watergate or any fail that the press or the public might find out from these records what the truth was about these matters.
Well, let me speak only with respect to myself. I will say to you that there was no connection between my destruction of the summary sheets given to me by Mr. Sloan and the Watergate affair.
Well, it was quite a queer coincidence, wasn't it?
It's rather a suspicious coincidence
that the records which showed these matters were destroyed 6 days after the break-in at the Watergate.
Mr. Chairman, the adjectives are yours.
So?
The adjectives that you're using, queer, coincidence, and suspicious.
Well, don't you think it's rather suspicious?
No, I don't, Senator.
You think it's perfectly normal of the kind of things you would expect people who had records concerning outlays of campaign funds to destroy those records after five men are caught in an act of burglary with money that came from the committee in their pockets?
The fact that they came to me after the Watergate was pure and innocent.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.